18 minutes after 8 o'clock here at 720 WGN. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Described in the Block Club as Wicker Park's dog poop guy. Now, that's not something that you went out to. You didn't go out there to get that title, right?
I mean, it wasn't on my bingo card at the start, but it's something that I'm rolling with now.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. And I think it's something that everybody can relate to. And you made a point in the article that was in the Block Club. You know, it doesn't particularly matter about, you know, we have so much division, as we all know, about absolutely everything. But when it comes to picking up dog do, I mean, that's pretty much a nonpartisan issue, I would think, don't you?
I think it's something both sides of the aisle can get behind.
Yeah. So tell us the story of how you elevated yourself to this title. What's the backstory?
The distinguished poop guy. Yeah. So I've had a fortunate background in working in the nonprofit space for almost a decade now, and have done different things to raise money and awareness for local grassroots initiatives, have done grassroots water treatment and social enterprise projects in Nepal and Cuba. Really? And I still am very involved in that. But then when I'm very fortunate that my wife and I had our first son 6 months ago, and I can't as easily get on a plane to fly to Nepal tomorrow. So I wanted to try and do something locally that bothered me, and in honor of Jane Goodall, she had a quote she talked about where if there's something in the local community that bothers you, just address it. And we can't just be apathetic and assume someone else is going to do it. So I started this Scoop the Poop initiative, which is just a combination of creative signs, poop bag dispensers, and I used to say social shaming, but more so just like trying to love the community that you're in. And you wouldn't let your dog poop in your living room, so why let your dog poop in our community living room?
Well, not only that, but why would you just leave it there? I mean, dogs have to go where dogs have to go. And that's in, you know, walking around the neighborhood. But why would anybody just leave the dog deposit, if you will, where it landed without doing anything about it? I mean, that's the part I don't know.
I struggle with that psychology.
I don't understand how that happens, quite frankly. You know?
Me neither, but I think that's kind of where we're at, where how can we... And actually, I took inspiration from a study in the UK where they put up these signs where there was a lot of dog waste. And the idea behind it was if they put up signs and you thought that your neighbors were watching you, you were less likely to not pick up your dog poop. And it worked. And that's kind of where I was like, you know what? If we can do some creative signs, and I have a variety of signs, but the most popular one right now is it's a bright pink sign, and it says, "There's no such thing as the dog poop fairy." And there's a fairy flying with a bag of dog poop, and it catches your eye, and hopefully it's continuing to get the poop-a-traders to think twice about not picking up their dog poop.
The poop-a-traders. I'm trying to remember the details of a story that just popped into my mind I had on the air a couple of times a town in Italy or somewhere that's been overrun with the dog do, so to speak, and they're having their dog owners register with the city and somehow also taking the DNA of the animal so that if they pick up some waste that's been sitting there, they're able to identify the perpetrator, the poopetrator, if you will, through the dog's DNA. I mean, it really sounds like a crazy story, but there is a bit of truth to that. And it works. And that's going to an extreme, though. So I would guess that you're getting nothing but positive feedback from your neighborhood.
My neighborhood has definitely taken on, and I've started to work closely with the Bucktown Wicker Park SSA, and we actually were just approved a $500 grant to roll this out. We're talking with the Old Town SSA, and I've probably invested close to $1,000 of my own money, but then I've received about $800 of donations from various people. So it's still pretty small grassroots, but I'm starting to get some larger grants. And I mean, just trying to do one at a time. And the biggest thing is we need volunteers to take ownership on refilling the dog poop bags once they run out, because depending on usage, it goes out once every 2 to 6 days. So,
I laugh because I totally relate. In the community in which I live, there are dog stations, let's put it that way, where you can extract a like rubber plastic glove, if you will, and pick up whatever your dog does, and then seal it, and then put it in a basket, a cylindrical basket. And there's a number of them around the community. But it hasn't happened for a while, but there was a stretch of time when the one that was near my house was literally overflowing. And I'm like, who is the person that's supposed to, you know, empty this and put in, just empty it. You don't replace it with anything. But apparently, eventually somebody did. But you're right, that's part of this whole process that maybe initially doesn't make itself known until you start actually putting it into practice, right?
Yep. I mean, there's a lot in there, but the first ward alderman has contributed some of the poop bags to replace. And I mean, it's, as I said before, it's not rocket science, but there's a little bit of capital cost up front and then just a little bit of labor to keep it going. And then hopefully just continuing to, as you mentioned at the beginning of the call, address this very solvable issue. Yeah. And I just can't sleep at night knowing that there's this very addressable issue that we can solve with a couple creative, simple tools. So I'm hopeful that various opportunities to talk with people like you just continues to drive people to the Scoop the Poop page that we've got going, and just continue to help make Chicago's the streets dog poop free.
Is that Scoop the Poop page you're talking about, Facebook page or some other location?
Right now the main is on Instagram. Scoop the
Instagram
Poop is the
yeah.
Instagram page, but I think we're starting to get a little bit more traction on Facebook, and I need to probably create one after this call, and then but the other thing that I think, to take one quick step back, is actually I created a video of me picking up dog poop in March and posted it on Reddit, the Chicago Reddit page, and I think I had like 40,000 views and all these likes and comments. And that was the moment in March when I was like, you know what? I think there's definitely a lot of people mm-hmm. in Chicago that share this similar sentiment of annoyance and frustration that the dog poop and the poopetrators in Chicago need to be addressed.
Yeah. Nothing like social media. I don't think you could these days. I think it would be pretty difficult to accomplish anything without it. Kevin, congratulations on taking this initiative. I love your attitude about not only helping your community, but the world, if you will. And good luck with picking up the poop. And thanks for being with us.
Of course. I look forward to staying in touch, listening in, and have a great rest of your night.
All right. You too. There he goes.